This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagland. You got, oh man, Corey Majors. And the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, how we doing today? Welcome to the program.
Alec, I use, instead of the shift button, I always use caps lock. And I have to turn caps lock on and turn it off. And
I do that too.
And oh, you do?
Yeah. Really?
And we, dude, our job before this was to type. Like, we were typers back in the day. And so
it's true.
We were typers. So sometimes when I'm logging in, I type a lowercase word letter and then all uppercase, and that's not my password. And so it's going to take me a little bit to log in, guys.
Now, Alec, I'm also having login issues because the computer has said that going to Hotmail is too dangerous right now.
Is it too hot?
That's where I have
too much heat on it right now.
Look, I like the one where the computer warns you and they're like, hey, you really shouldn't go to this website.
Are you sure you want to go?
It's been compromised. And I'm like, yeah, I don't care. But I'm going to go ahead and go. But right here, it says attackers might be trying to steal your information on Hotmail.
Well, my Netflix account was tied to my Hotmail account.
Oh,
I still
yeah.
haven't gotten that fixed, by the way, because I know it's going to take so long. So I just still am like, well, I'll get to it at some point. Maybe I'll let my wife do it. Back
okay.
to you.
Okay. I think I finally found a way where they said, hey, don't do this. And I was like, I'm going to take my chances on the work computer. So I should be okay. Alec, are you having any hacking issues this morning?
Surprisingly not. Usually I'm the one that's having the tech issues back here. You know, like these computers hate me because, I don't know, they're probably as old as me at this point. So yeah, it's usually me. So I'm feeling kind of glad today because, you know, I am going to take a beating later. So everything going my way right now is pretty awesome.
So I'm really glad that you brought that up. Let's talk about that for just a minute. Let's like fully pull back the curtain here.
All right.
I'm pretty sure that's going to happen. But also, Ricochet's plane is landing dangerously close to the time he's supposed to be on air.
Which we've experienced delays.
Sure.
And in-flight things.
So, like, could the flight be delayed? Could Ricochet insist that he really needs to eat or go to his hotel before he comes up here? If any of those things happen, Alec, mm-hmm. this whole thing could fall apart and maybe Corey will end up chopping you.
Oh, but I don't want to do that.
I'm sure you don't.
Let's come up with a different segment instead.
All right.
Because I don't know how to chop. That's why. If I knew how to do it, I would probably want to.
Okay.
But I don't know how.
Just Google Gunther chop.
Oh, my gosh.
And there you go.
All right.
So I think it's going to happen, but I'm a little concerned that it's not like Ricochet has been here since yesterday and he's just going to drive up here. He's probably flying right now.
Alec, my what I told Kevin earlier was I have a feeling he's going to be here. And I asked him, does that make you feel better?
And it did.
And then I said, I also had a feeling that the Stars were going to win last night. All right. Does it make you feel better still? Or is it balanced? Did it go negative or did it just balance it out to zero now?
No, it went negative because you're on a cold streak.
Okay.
All right. You didn't tell me about any of your triumphs.
Yeah.
You just said, yeah, I thought the Stars were going to win last night.
I once told you that we were going to be in radio and have a long career in it. And so far, we're about 14 years in, almost 15 years. So
I'm going to be honest.
Does that make you feel better?
I thought that was one of the dumbest things he had ever said to me. And I was like, okay, buddy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And
I'll,
guess what?
I'll meet up for dinner with you, but it's not because I think we're going to have a burgeoning radio career. And you know what? There's plenty of people who probably wish that didn't happen.
Yeah, probably so. Tim Collins being one of them. That's our boss who hired us.
I wasn't expecting it. I thought you were referencing the other. You know what? Let's just pull all the curtains back. I thought you were referencing the other person who's in a side studio who didn't know that we could hear him. And this is somebody who worked for our station.
He currently works in this building.
In this building. And he goes, oh, it's KNC, the effing Golden Boys. Except he did not edit any of that. That's a real thing that happened this studio.
I don't even know why we had the other studio's sound up. It's not like we were spying on him. We just happened to hear it. And we were like, huh, all right. He is in this building still. And we love him. We still love him to this day.
Maybe he's listening right now. Maybe he's like,
he knows. Yeah.
I might have missed on that one. All right. So, as is usually the case, you know what? It's also a shout out Friday, 877-881-1053, Frankel Injury Attorney text line. If you want to send in your shout outs, and Corey seems doubly excited. I'm not sure why.
From the 469. Hey, Corey, I just wanted to confirm that you did get your gift card for success yesterday. And if you, in fact, did end up taking a nap from all the mental concentration. I actually couldn't nap. I had too many things to do after the show. I had to take Lucy to therapy and stuff like that. But I was exhausted. So exhausted I couldn't sleep last night. Have you ever been that tired where you can't fall asleep because you're so tired?
And it's super annoying. The other thing that your body does to you that's super annoying is if you have to get up at like 5 or 6, it's the worst. And all your body wants to do is sleep forever.
Yeah.
But then there's that day where you don't have anything to do in the morning. You could sleep probably as long as you want.
There's no way.
And then
way.
They wake you up at 5 or 6 o'clock and they're like, guess what? Yeah, your body and all of the intricate weavings in there. And they're like, you know what? Good luck getting back to sleep, you jerk.
So to the person from the 469 who texted that in and challenged me 2 days ago and then says that I clearly succeeded yesterday, I appreciate it. Now I got a question.
Tell me.
Did you like the show better yesterday or do you like the show the way it is?
I don't really care for this show.
Okay.
So
yeah.
I'm probably
it's kind of been your
I'm probably
MO
the
this.
Wrong person to ask.
Yeah. Alec, your feeling on that? Was I a better co-host yesterday?
I don't know. I feel like it was kind of the same in terms of production, but it was fun trying to get you to break that character.
I did see y'all trying to,
I think it was the most fun I had in a while. I can't speak for, the product itself. I thought it sounded like a great show, I really enjoyed watching you suffer.
Yeah, I wanted to say I get it when you guys are like, hey, let's mess with Kevin. Being on the other side of it, it is pretty
fun. For a whole show, not just a segment or two. Yeah.
It was pretty fun, and I enjoyed it. You know what I didn't enjoy last night?
We really have to do this. Okay, hold on.
You know what?
Seriously.
Okay, just real quick, before you say this, the YouTube viewership count has gone up as we've just been BSing. So if it continues to go up with just nonsense, maybe we'll just skip it.
Yeah, my question to all the Tolos out there.
Did the Stars win?
Do you really want us to talk about sports today?
Oh my!
Or
the
do you
whole
want us
day?
Just to take a load off all day long, dude. You telling me that we couldn't talk not sports for every single segment?
We could. There might be a meeting afterwards.
I mean, there's definitely no. It would be in the middle of the show. He would walk in. He'd kick the door open. He'd be like, "Guys, y'all have not mentioned the Stars game from last night." We'd be like, "Yes, we did. We asked. Should we talk about the Stars game?"
To be fair, that feels like a fair critique. right, of our sports show. Hey, you can talk about the Stars game at all.
Any sports conversations?
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right, let's do it then.
All right, go ahead and give me cut number one, please.
Centering pass, Perry scores. Beautiful feed by McDavid.
Cut it off. Cut it off. I don't want to hear anymore.
See? All right, here we go. Take a load off Friday.
Because not that long after that, cut number two happened. If you can go and play cut number two so we can really remind everybody how far behind we fell, how quickly.
Who has scored the only two goals for Dallas in the last three games. No one else in green has scored in 8 days. Here's another goal for Edmonton. Matthias Janmark.
You know what? Shut it down. Shut up. Shut up. I'm tired of it.
Me too.
That's why Ottinger got pulled out of the game. And then it was fine for the rest of the first period. I guess play cut number three. We probably should.
Why?
Smelling blood here early on. It's out in front for Trent Frederick. Now it's Skinner and he scores. Oh my goodness. Jeff Skinner making his first appearance of the series. Just his second career playoff game in 15 years in the league.
All right. So for most of the rest of the first period, can we all agree that the number one reason to watch that game was the two announcers arguing with each other
about whether or not it was the right decision?
Sometimes more overtly than other times.
Was it the right decision? Yes. I think it was a stupid decision.
And then, shout out to the announcer on the ice, who then kind of softened his stance once Ottinger was sitting right next to him.
That was wild.
He was like, no, you pull him. It's just not working.
It's ridiculous. He stunk out there.
And then Ottinger's sitting right next to him.
Hey, let me point out, like, he is right next to me, guys.
Yes.
So I am going to change a little bit of the way that I'm approaching this because he is right here.
And he goes, it's really tough when your defense is not protecting you, when you get put on the penalty kill straight away. And I was like, oh, man, we sure have softened that stance with Ottinger sitting right next to us, which I do get. Absolutely.
Woolchuck has requested on Twitter that we take a load off. So he said, please take a load off.
Dropped by seven since we started talking about the Stars.
All right. Okay. This is where it's tough, you know? This is thumbs up, thumbs down, gladiator style right now in the middle of a segment.
You know what? From the 817, let's just take a load off and talk about college softball and baseball. I bet you thought that I wasn't ready for this.
I am.
I take you to cut number 16. It looks like mighty Oklahoma is going. Now, it's not meaning they're out of the tournament. But
when you say mighty, you mean mighty. They are freaking
awesome. Supposedly,
they've
only won, I think, four in a row. It feels like they've won 17 championships in a row at softball. They're down 3-1. It looks like all is lost. Are they going to start this bracket with a loss? Could upstart Tennessee be the team that's going to drive through? Could it be Texas? Who knows? Give me cut number 16 with two people on base.
Sends it out deep center field. Ella Parker walks it off for Oklahoma.
I want to point out, Kevin, in the year 2000.
In the year 2000.
OU won their first Women's College World Series Championship.
Okay.
They did not win again for 13 years-ish. Because in 2013, they won their second title. Since then, they've won seven. Since 2013, they've won seven.
It does feel like they win every year.
Softball titles. And that walk-off yesterday, I was at the gym whenever I was watching, and I was like, man, this pitcher for Tennessee's giving up nothing. Like, this OU, I was so concerned about him. I think Sam Landry is an awesome pitcher. I love watching her. That was a really, actually, if you love excitement, that was the game for you yesterday.
Yeah.
If you hate players celebrating, never watch girls softball. All right, Kevin, they chant the whole game. They rally the whole time. After every play, they're getting up saying LFG. Like, they are just constantly celebrating. So if you don't like your athletes on a baseball or softball field celebrating, do not watch softball.
From the 817, I'm assuming this is in the effort of being fair. Make sure you play clips of Texas. We're not going to do that right now because if you go back to yesterday's game, we were essentially live discussing or FCC allowed.
Kevin was giving you live
delayed
reports.
Discussing of the Texas game. Like, we covered that in almost real time. Mm-hmm. So I feel like we gave Texas softball plenty of shine yesterday.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. Texas got a lot of love yesterday, and then OU started like right as our show was ending. And I think Broaddus walked in. I was like, "Man, this OU pitcher, she's really good." And Broaddus goes, "They're about to lose." And I was sitting there going, "They are." Like the whole game, I was like, "They are going to lose this," and Broaddus is going to be right. And then finally, the team that I was rooting for, they actually did something, Kevin. Unlike the Stars.
Yeah, it was weird to see a team that you like hit a three-run home run.
Walk off and win? Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Yeah, like, to hit a home run at all, to have runners on base. Yeah, that was
awesome. What kind of magic is this? Look, the parallels between the Stars struggling scoring and the Rangers struggling scoring for, I don't know, like the entire season are not lost on me. And the fact that the Stars scored 3 goals in a game that they lost is somewhat confusing. Yeah, shout out to Jason Robertson for scoring twice, one game after I said he would score 2 goals. I was disappointed because I said before game 4 he would score 2 goals. He scored 1 goal, and then in this game he scored 2 goals. And I will say that it felt like Jason Robertson was almost single-handedly responsible for my excitement level in the game yesterday. Although Roope hints, whether it was scoring the goal or whether it was showing that he and Connor McDavid are by far the fastest 2 skaters in the NHL.
God, that was fun to watch.
Those parts were exciting.
Yes, there were things in that game that if you just like were watching it, you were like, oh, this is a lot of fun. Robertson specifically, I know you were taking a lot of joy in that because we've been calling
yes,
for him.
Yes, for sure.
I do want to point out, go back and look at every single goal and what did he have plenty of with all of those.
A little bit of space,
a little bit of time. And that's what the Stars' problem is. They are looking for too much time, looking for too much space.
Totally agree.
And not being, you know, they talked about it with the Corey Perry goal. He's so physical. He's so gritty. He's, you know, if you're winning, you know, you can use all these good words. But he gets in that and he leans in to make something happen. And the Stars are like, I need to lean away from you. And that's going to have to be a difference for this team. Somebody said yesterday when they texted in, they said, I feel like the Stars play stick defense instead of real defense.
Ooh, and if you go, fascinating.
I watched it a little differently last night and I was like, man, they're right. They try to put their stick out there and that's how they get in trouble. Maverick Bork's situation was an experience. Clear as day.
We had two high-sticking penalties that just felt very like...
One of them wasn't high-sticking. One of them I thought was ridiculous and stupid. The Maverick Bork one was a dumb, inexperienced mistake.
Because it kind of looked like... I know he wasn't, but it kind of looked like he was like, I'm in a playoff game. I'm going to spin my stick. And then accidentally hit somebody in the face. Are you right on the second one where it hit him in the visor and he acted like he had gotten shot?
Yes.
And you're like, okay.
When you rewatch that, you were like, did it even hit you?
Balance it out with an embellishment penalty.
He was like, oh.
That was some acting
And Kane did enough. Him by himself, he rolled out there. He's a really good player. We know that. But he rolled out there and just beat up the Stars on his own. Yeah. That was ridiculous.
Yes, the Star season is at an end. I know lots of people are going to have lots of opinions. I promise we are going to talk about the game more all throughout the day. But right now, I'm sad. And I'll give you a spoiler for something that I think we're going to talk about next week. And people can argue with me all day. And I totally get it. And it's fine. The Star season was a disappointment. And you're not going to change my mind about that. Like, I'm going to cut off one of these arguments that I know is going to come up. Who would you think is disappointed if it was the Cowboys season? No, because the Cowboys never get this far. So I would be amazed that they got that far. That is the burden of raised expectations.
That's true.
When you make it to two straight Western Conference finals, then guess what I'm going to think? It's Stanley Cup or bust. They didn't win the Stanley Cup. Instead, they stalled out for a third time in the Western Conference Finals. So I'll just tell you this. I think the Stars season is a disappointment.
Yeah, I agree with you. Do you also credit Edmonton? I know this is maybe the most difficult by everybody out there. This is very difficult for Kevin to do.
I really do hate. Edmonton is a damn fine team. I'll definitely not be rooting for them in the Stanley Cup Final. Partially because I want Canada to continue to not win the Stanley Cup. They're a damn fine team. But, I shouldn't have said but. Edmonton is a damn fine team. One of the issues that I run into is earlier in the show yesterday, what did we do? We asked Brian Ray to remind the Stars that the third period exists.
Yeah.
They got zero shots on goal in the last, I think, 15 or 16 minutes of the third period. After... three shots on goal, four shots on goal. I will absolutely credit some of that to the Edmonton defense. But you can't tell me that Edmonton's defense is so good that they were responsible for all 16 minutes with no shots on goal. Then how have they ever given up a goal?
Oh, yeah, they definitely did a good job of playing keep away late. I know we got to go, but there's a lot more to discuss throughout
the day.
And
we will throughout the day. I agree with that. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, what say we do a little NFL overreaction or reality? Plus, probably some more Stars. Next on The Fan.
So the Cowboys start at the 30. Play action fake and a bootleg to the right by Rush. And he threw the ball into a crowd.
Ball's out.
It looks like a catch and a fumble. And the Eagles believe they've got the ball at the Dallas 38.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Obviously, still licking our wounds over the Stars' defeat last night. I just saw somebody say that the Stars are the Buffalo Bills. I'm not going to go that far because you didn't get that far. You know, like, I think the Edmonton Oilers are in a better position to be the Buffalo Bills if they lose to Florida again. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Because, like, this is a rematch, and I know the early betting odds actually have Edmonton as the slight favorite from what I saw to minus 120, but pretty close. But if they lost this series again, then you're moving in that direction. You're not there, but you're moving in that direction, whereas the Stars are, you know, it kind of feels like they're the Colts before the Colts won.
The '80s Cowboys.
Yes. That. Never mind. I would like to change. They are the '80s Cowboys.
If the Eagles hadn't made it to that Super Bowl, you could say them.
Yes.
Yeah, you could say that. But the '80s Cowboys, they
That's a great analogy.
Got there and kept losing. And
yes.
Unfortunately, Danny White, as good as he was,
yeah.
has that on his ledger.
Yes. No, I'm with you on all of that. Right now, we're going to try to, you know, cheer some people up. By the way, I don't think we shouted this one out, and now I lost it. I thought I had saved it. Shout out to the person who texted in and said, I believe they are now 4 years sober today.
Congratulations,
and
man.
That is outstanding.
That is wonderful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? 4 years, 40 years, 4 days. If you've started your journey to try to make things better, congratulations to you.
Celebrate with a drink. Is that not? Do not celebrate with a drink. I don't know. Was it alcohol?
You has to think that was too far.
That was
right?
too far. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right.
Don't celebrate.
Let's go.
With a drink.
To NFL overreaction or reality. And I have tailored this first question specifically for one Alec Medford.
Good.
Oh, no.
I got to recover from what I just said.
So. Yeah. No. Okay, you know what?
Time out.
You take this question
Look,
off,
man,
Corey.
I went extreme sarcasm.
I want you
sarcasm.
To think about it.
I went extreme sarcasm because of yesterday.
Too far.
Sorry.
All right, Alec, only you on this question. Ooh. NFL overreaction or reality? Nick Sirianni is an excellent NFL coach. Now, I feel like you're going to try to tell me you don't know. Let me present to you the facts. Nick Sirianni has a 48-20 record after four seasons. Just five coaches in NFL history have a 700 winning percentage in the NFL. Nick Sirianni is now part of that group. That does not include his 6-3 postseason record, which is 667 winning percentage. Overall, Sirianni has a total winning percentage of 701. And he is the only head coach in the Super Bowl era to make four playoff appearances, reach two Super Bowls, and win a title in his first four seasons.
This is tough. I'm going to say reality just because the resume says so, and it's hard to deny what the resume says. But another reason I will say it is because I put him on the same plane as Dan Campbell, where I don't know what the heck he does. Like, I don't know okay. what exactly he does on game days.
Do you assume it's got to be something, though?
Yeah, so, like, I'm not trying to discredit him. It's just he's not like Ben Johnson where we know, okay, he's coming up with the offensive play calls and he's calling those plays and it's absolute, you know, mastery of his craft. I don't know what he does specifically that makes him so good. Same with Dan Campbell, other than going for it on fourth down. That's his calling card. What else does he do? I don't know, but I know he knows how to navigate his players and their emotions, like you saw in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
A.J. Brown throwing a fit that he didn't get a ball in a wide-open look. What happens the very next offensive possession? He scores a touchdown on a pretty similar look in a similar formation. Like, he knows how to deal with his players. So for that, which, I mean, past few years here in Dallas, we haven't really known what that was like, according to, you know, some of the posts you've seen from these players that are just now having fun and whatnot.
Right.
I'd say reality.
All right, Corey, you're out of the penalty box for this one. NFL hockey. NFL overreaction or reality. You believe Javonte Williams is rejuvenated and can be the lead back. I don't know if this is the new I'm in the best shape of my life, but Javonte Williams said he is rejuvenated. Feels like he hasn't felt since 2022.
I have to see it to believe it. Like, that's just one of those things that I will not believe it until I see him on the field doing his thing. And I believe it's possible for him to be a better running back than he was last year. Because I do believe that a year removed from the injury, you're a little different. You're a little more trusting of your body. You're more trusting of your legs. So I by the way, that person did text back. And they said, so do I celebrate with a drink or nah? And I said, nah, keep the streak alive.
There
and they said, thanks, brother. So, all right.
There
so
you go.
We're on the same page. I think he can, but I don't believe it yet.
Okay.
So whenever and here's the thing. I don't know if I'm going to be able to believe it in training camp and preseason games.
For sure.
Because I need to see it in a real game.
Yeah. Okay.
That being said, I'm getting very, very excited about if Jake Ferguson is good, like if he's back to being Jake Ferguson and Dak actually can work with Pickens kind of similarly to the way he works with CD, the boxes could be lighter, which could be great for Jaden Blue. And I'm getting more excited about the potential of that because of his speed. We got to figure out how he holds onto the ball, though. That's the only thing. That's the only thing.
Alec, what say
you? That was a long answer.
I think Corey actually hit every nail on the head.
Boom.
I do think that it is going to come down to that, you know, chemistry, that pacing, that timing that you're going to get, especially with a Jake Ferguson, because I think we all had really high expectations for him last year. I think that's safe to say. I know a little bit gets discounted, at least for me, because the starting quarterback goes out and it didn't look as pretty, but he wasn't as available. He wasn't as reliable. You add George Pickens into the mix and you hopefully get some separation there and you are able to pass the ball around a little bit more. And you even heard during the shoddy presser yesterday that, you know, Pickens caught a pass for a touchdown during practice and CeeDee Lamb just throws his hands up in the air like, finally!
Yes.
Like, there's somebody other than me. Yeah. Let's go. So, yeah, I'm right there with Corey.
Now, this is interesting. I had this question ready to go. From the 817, though, this makes the transition even easier. Ben Johnson love is way out of control. The beneficiary of the best offensive line and elite weapons much rather have Dan Campbell. Now, with that in mind.
Hold on. Didn't Dan Campbell benefit from the best offensive line and weapons and offensive and defensive coordinators who are now head coaches?
You need to ask that question to the texter.
Okay.
Because my question is different.
All right, ask your question.
NFL overreaction or reality? The Ben Johnson-led Bears will score a trick play touchdown against the Lions when they play in week two.
Yep, 1,000%. And if they don't get it, if they don't get it on the first try, they're going to try seven more times.
I mean, I could see that. Or run a whole bunch of offensive linemen.
I agree. That offense line was built. Like, it was well constructed. They also had the benefit of having high draft picks for having stunk for a while. Like, that was another benefit of that team. They made some good moves. They made some very strong moves. But you also have to have somebody competent enough to create the system, to build what is catered to your players. And Ben Johnson.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold, zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Did that. So now we'll see if he can replicate it again.
Sure.
I think that the Bears are as ready as they've been in a while. Can they get this Caleb Williams chaos that's off the field to calm down a little bit so they can focus? That's going to be one of the big things they need to overcome.
It's an easy reality, Kevin. You know why? What happened as soon as they took the field against the Dallas Cowboys, the Lions did last season? They said, let's report Dan Skipper as eligible.
Yes.
That happened. They are petty enough, and I don't know if that was a Dan Campbell or a Ben Johnson call, but they had to agree on that. The call had to be made. So I think that just runs in the Dan Campbell tree, like, chemistry now. You have to have a petty bone in you. You have to have a creative bone in you. And both of those go hand in hand for these coaches, and I'm kind of excited for it.
Now, this is a fair critique from the 972. Why did you not mention Texas Tech softball? Then they went on to say that they hate the Longhorns and the Sooners. You know what? Shout out to Texas Tech softball and our new buddy Mia, who works along with Texas Tech softball. They won 1-0 over Mississippi in their first ever College World Series appearance.
That is what $1.2 million will get you whenever you spend that on one pitch.
Hell yeah, because she had a two-hitter with 10 strikeouts. So, like, I know that feels like a lot, but I don't think Texas Tech had ever made it to the Super Regionals or even hosted a regional. And now they're in the World Series and they're in the winner's bracket. Yeah, here you go. She needs to get an extra briefcase of money if they take this all down.
No. What was the expectation when you gave her the money up front?
That you would make it to the national semifinals, because that's what she had done the last 2 years at Stanford.
All right.
So if you win, I think she deserves a bonus.
All right, I'm with you there.
Okay.
I'm with you there.
Good.
Get to where we expect you to be. You can have the money we gave you.
NFL overreaction or reality, and I'm sure this will cause a lot of controversy. I'm not saying anything else besides strictly this statement. Hearing Schottenheimer talk makes you feel a little bit better about the Cowboys. Overreaction or reality?
Yeah. Yes. It's a fresh voice right now, and McCarthy's got stale for a lot of us. And if you're listening to G-Bag, like, it's just becoming more and more evident that, as we were discussing all season last year, Jerry Jones is like, all right, man, do whatever you want. You're not going to be back. And so it just became like that was the lame duck of lame ducks.
Right.
That's what it was.
Right.
And so right now, hearing a guy who has all these fresh ideas and we're going paintballing and all these things, it feels a little bit better. But again, this goes back to the first question you asked, Kevin. I got to see it on the field and then I'll believe it. And I hope he can.
I'll take it to an even more bare minimum. I'm excited just because he shows up on time.
Oh, my God, yes.
I'm so serious. That makes all of our lives so easier, and it's so convenient.
And if we could address that just really quickly, because I know some people are like, what do you bitch about McCarthy not being on time? because we have a clock and we're supposed to get out at certain times for breaks and stuff. I would much prefer if McCarthy just said, I'm going to be there 20 minutes later, or I'm going to be there whenever I feel like it. And we'll be like, all right, well, maybe we'll just pick the presser up then. But we're the home of the Cowboys. We're trying to get you all the Cowboys information. And so when Mike McCarthy starts a press conference 2 minutes before we're supposed to commercial break, it is difficult.
Yeah, not conducive to what we're trying to do. It would be one thing if he was like 2 minutes late.
Yeah.
It was at times it would be 15, 17, 20 minutes late. But yeah, Schottenheimer, he's a joy to listen to because it seems like he actually understands his players. And I really enjoy that.
And for people who don't like the press conferences, if there's ever a presser that we don't have, you'll get numerous texts that are like, how come you guys aren't running the press conference? I thought you were the station of the Cowboys. So trying to make sure that everyone gets some of what they want.
It's a double-edged sword.
I wish it was yesterday. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Baseball Nuggets. Could Aaron Judge crush this Babe Ruth record? Next on The Fan.
Here's Aaron Judge. High fly ball, right center field. That ball is gone. A two-run home run for Judge. And it's 9-1 Yankees.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We don't have the Rangers to kick around today because they didn't play last night. But guess what? They play today at Globe Life Field, where you can find the G-Bag Nation doing their show if you want to catch up with them before you go to the game. Obviously, that's a fantastic idea.
Do you think they're going to get to eat some Hurtado barbecue today?
Oh, yeah. Man, that food
is... Are you jealous
is,
of them?
Yeah, that brisket is so good. Oh my gosh. I wish I was eating it right now.
I do too. I dreamt about it all night last night.
And so I'm not the best person in the world to ask about the variety of Hurtado because when I find something I like it. And so I always get their brisket and I think it's absolutely tremendous.
I thought it was a great brisket yesterday for sure.
Oh, and they made the best quesadilla I've ever had in my life.
That is a really good quesadilla. Yes, the addition though of their new, the sausage that he had, the fajita beef sausage that has peppers and fajita beef. It was so good yesterday. Yeah. Yes. So I'm a little jealous that the fellows get to be at the ballpark and
show me your meat.
Likely will be seeing the Hurtado meats.
Now, how you're supposed to transition from that, I'm not entirely sure. I'll give it a shot. Congratulations, Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement for sponsoring Baseball Nuggets. Let's start with Mike Trout, who you might have thought was already activated. He said he was about ready to play. He is going to be activated today after he missed about a month.
All right. Well, how long do you expect him to make it?
I don't want to answer that question because the answer is sad.
Not long. That's the answer. It's not long.
Can I answer by saying I hope the rest of the season?
It's kind of like, this is tough. You asked Boach, do you believe that, that Corey Seager is completely right.
Yes.
And he gave us you know, like, yes, we gave him as much time, but those guys need a lot longer, like to heal from what they've gone through. They fight through these injuries and then their bodies are like, hey, it's time. And then they can't anymore.
Yeah.
Mike Trout needs 3 years off of baseball almost.
Yeah.
It feels like, and a better yoga or stretching routine or something like that. But geez, man, I hope we get the rest of the season of the Mike Trout and then we get a little more of that because I want to see greatness.
Now, I know what you guys are waiting for. It's a story that has lots of sports educational value, but also has another hook to it that will get you interested.
All right.
All right.
Hooks.
I present to you Cal Raleigh. Cal Raleigh is maybe on the cusp of having, at least he's on pace right now, to have potentially the best season ever for a catcher offensively. All right, so right now he's only behind Aaron Judge in terms of wins above replacement already at 3.2 for Fangraphs. I know some of them are proprietary and a little bit different.
260, 19 home runs, and 37 RBI.
19 home runs.
Jeez.
So that is the most ever at this point in the season for a catcher, surpassing the record of Roy Campanella. Let's take it a step further. Cal Raleigh had played all of the team's games and is on pace for 57 home runs. That would make him the first primary catcher to ever surpass 50 home runs. The next closest, Salvador Perez with 48. So that means he would surpass that mark by 9 home runs. There's only 6 primary catchers that have ever even hit 40 home runs in a season.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons, Kevin, I don't think it's going to happen.
Fair.
Because the position itself wears you out. Now, if they do an amazing job like DeBoer did with Otter and DeSmith this year during the regular season, mm-hmm. just kind of alternating and rotating them so that they could be fresh for the playoffs.
Hey, we did that last night.
That's the thing. If they're rotating and doing a good job of that, but more likely on the back half of the season, they're going to need him more and he's going to wear himself out. And I think that's going to, but it is awesome to see right now, except for us, because you're like, man, did we get a home run?
So, have I fulfilled the quotient of
compliments?
Interesting sports data.
Yeah, you gave me information.
All right, now here's the Corey part of the story. Do you know Cal Raleigh's nickname?
Ripken.
He's the big dumper.
The biggest.
Oh, who's this tennis judge?
Hey, stay focused. He is the big dumper because. And I promise this is true.
Is there a little dumper on the team?
Oh, that is a good question.
You got the big dumper and the little dumper.
Good question. He was given that name because of his ample posterior by a teammate.
Look at the dumpy on that one.
Yes. And so that one of his teammates goes, man, you got a big dumper. And that is what one of his Major League Baseball teammates said.
Let's go look at Cal.
And so, no, I mean, maybe you can wait until the commercial break. And
well, I want to know if it's factual, you know, if the nickname is factual or not.
Okay, the nickname's factual in terms of he has it.
It's a plumpy dumpy.
Okay.
That is for sure. This picture right here, Kevin, I think shows off.
I don't need to see it. No, I'm good. Nope.
It's like two ham hocks.
I'll take a little sip.
Yeah. All right, Peyton, come on in here and check it out.
All right, so. There's your story, hopefully both fulfilling. Sports requirements.
That was awesome. That was great.
Nonsense.
I love it. That's right up my alley.
He does have a big dump. All right, let's go to Michael Harris. Michael Harris makes some incredible plays out in center field. I want to go ahead and give you cut number 15. This was from the game yesterday against the Phillies.
Deep to center. Harris still going back at the wall. Oh, my goodness. That's exactly what he did last year here in a series in late August against Philadelphia. He brought that back.
Now, just wanted to go ahead and shout that out. The Braves won yesterday 9-3, which broke a 3-game losing streak for them as they are back below 500 after battling so hard to get to 500 after starting 0-7. Now, Aaron Judge. So, you know how we'll joke about how there's lots of stats and acronyms in baseball nowadays? Are you familiar with BABIP?
Batting average, batting pitches, innings.
You got the first two right. Mm. Batting average.
Batting average, all right.
Batting average.
Walks.
Alec, do you want to give it a shot?
No, not at all.
This is a hitting statistic.
Oh. BB would be a walk for a
That's
hitter,
true.
Right? Batting average. Nope.
Balls in play.
All right. Hold on. Did you say BPI?
BABIP.
BIP. Okay.
Batting average.
Babbitt. Babbitt.
Batting average.
A frog?
For balls in play. The highest batting average for balls in play. So essentially it factors out your strikeouts. Okay?
Okay. So anything you put into play.
There you go.
It takes, does foul ball, is that in play?
Ooh, I do not believe foul your foul out. Outs okay. are counted either.
All right, thank you.
All right.
But I'll go look.
The all-time record is Babe Ruth in 1923. I mean, big shock. 423. Right now, Aaron Judge's batting average for balls in play is 467. The record is 423. Aaron Judge is hitting 467. He is on pace to annihilate a Babe Ruth record. By the way, every person in the top five of this, none of them had seasons that they did this after 1924. So none of these top five seasons have been in the last 100 years. And Aaron Judge is here on pace to break that record by 44 points.
Wow. I mean, that's an... And Kevin, I think it also does not take into account home runs. So, did you say that already?
No.
I didn't know that. So, in addition to all the home runs he's hitting, this number is that good. And plus, he's hitting this many home runs.
It is absolutely astonishing. And if you ever smash a Babe Ruth offensive record, I feel like that's something that is pretty darn...
For sure.
Pretty darn notable. Because
he was the greatest.
And by the way...
Right after Willie Mays.
I've listened to that. If you want to know what he's projected at right now, because I know you do, he's on pace to hit 53 home runs with 138 RBIs and a batting average of .391 and an OPS of 1.227. That, my friends, would be probably the greatest offensive season we've ever seen.
Jeez, man. For example, Kershaw finished 2019 season with a lifetime .270 BABIP allowed.
Okay.
While Mike Trout ended the campaign with a .348 BABIP. So that's 1 year in 2019. So I'm just kind of, but that, they did point out, if you go 2 for 5 with a home run, you essentially went 1 for 3.
Yes.
A home run and a strikeout.
So that would, yeah.
It's an interesting stat. I don't know what it does, but I'm glad they're keeping it.
Yeah. I mean, it's just essentially for this conversation.
How good of a hitter are you when you're not striking out and when you're not hitting home runs?
It's just another metric in this case to show how unfreaking believable Aaron Judge is showing to
be. And as somebody pointed out, how many games did they play back then?
154?
Yeah, sure, yeah. He gets more games. More games to be more tired.
That's true. He's still
going to have some really great stuff happen.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I can't tell you how excited I am for this segment.
Try and tell me.
BJ Penn, Lionel Messi superfans, maybe Esa Lindell, maybe Maverick Bork, or all of the Edmonton Oilers. Do any of these folks deserve forgiveness Friday? Do you? 877-881-1053. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.